This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. REAP funds are available for rural, renewable energy projects. We'll have more right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett with special guest Priscilla Block. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Thomas Rhett live.
The USDA is announcing $145 million in funding for 700 loan and grant awards through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, to help agricultural producers and rural small business owners make energy-efficient improvements and renewable energy investments to reduce energy costs, generate new income, and strengthen the resiliency of their operations. Tony Jimenez, a researcher at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, said projects that combine solar and storage are also eligible for funding.
Solar and storage project, and maybe another term slightly more precise would be PV and storage, since solar can include solar thermal and concentrated solar, is basically a renewable energy installation that includes both the PV system and a storage component, almost always some sort of battery, most commonly these days lithium ion. You can certainly get PV and storage separately. They're often acquired together.
Jimenez said certain types of locations and businesses are best for a solar/storage project.
For PV, common motivations are going green, desire to produce one's own electricity, and monetary savings. Sometimes you can get all of those. Sometimes there's trade-offs. You can't get one without the other. For electricity, PV is the easiest distributed-scale renewable energy technology to deploy and can be deployed almost anywhere. Storage can be deployed almost anywhere. It makes most sense when there's a concern about resilience, if there's a lot of power outages, that sort of thing. Monetary savings are another common motivation, although it's harder to get those with storage at current prices, absent some sort of grant. So behind the meter storage typically will not totally pay for itself. What you often see is a combination of motivation. So it might be both resilience, and somebody will put in a battery for resilience purposes so they can ride out a power outage and say, hey, I got this battery, I can use it to manage what I pull from the grid and maybe get some bill savings.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.